B-Pod Studios.
You know, I'm sure our listeners will be surprised to learn that
today is a very special day. Do you know why?
It's Monday. Monday's Bungo Day.
That's not surprising.
That does not surprise me.
That is not surprising.
It's Monday. Everybody.
Everybody back to work. Let's just get it over with.
What is it?
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, good morning. Happy Monday. Not so much. What a Monday. So first of all, the Patriots.
Sorry.
Were bad last night. I mean, I didn't see it. I just saw a lot of, you know, the highlights didn't look great. We lost, bottom line.
Yeah.
So you had that. And then, folks, north of the city waking up to lots of snow.
Like west I did. Of the city, too.
North and west, yep. Right? I have like 6 to 8 inches in Andover. How'd you guys do? Like, nothing, right?
I'd say, like, in Canton, I want to say there's 2. By the time I woke up and got out of there, it had turned to rain. It was slushy.
So it's slushy. Yeah. So it rains all day today, right? And then it turns back to snow tonight.
Which is going to be really messy again.
Not going to be good.
Perfect for your commutes, everybody. Perfect. Sorry.
Great. Isn't that great? Welcome to December.
Oh.
Wow. And then you got to turn back the weight scale, 15 pounds, on top of all that.
Yeah, on top of that, you're fat, you can't get to work on time,
and
the rush to Christmas is on.
And it's Happy
Monday. Monday.
And it's Cyber Monday. It was great.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But anyway, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. I was at my, well, I wish he was my cousin, Eddie, but he's my brother-in-law, Eddie. It sounds so much better if it was cousin Eddie, wouldn't it?
Yes, it really would.
The 30th anniversary of Christmas Vacation. But no, he's brother Eddie, and he's a tremendous cook. As a matter of fact, it's the first time I actually enjoyed turnip.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
He turned me. Can you believe that?
Yeah, but he had to mask it with carrots and butter, right?
That's what he did.
That's the key.
He cubes it, butters it, and then adds carrots, and it sweetens it up.
But you had a sad situation because you didn't host, and you didn't get any leftovers.
It's really sad.
It is sad. We don't host either, and I never get a turkey sandwich.
No,
it's sad.
I didn't get a turkey sandwich. I feel unfulfilled.
I had two. But
did you? Yeah.
There was a little bit of a hiccup because I went to my in-laws, and I took home a bag of, you know, like I get my gluten-free stuffing,
that's nice.
A little bag of leftovers. Yeah. So I went into the bag of leftovers on Friday. Stuffing.
Yeah.
Good.
Nice.
Gravy.
Yeah, sure.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Cranberry. Awesome.
All set.
No turkey.
That's not right.
Like, no.
So I immediately
called. Is that an oversight or an intentional gaffe?
I don't know, but I immediately called them up and said, hey, where's all the turkey? I'm coming over to get some.
Wow. I have some good intel for you,
I like your style.
Yeah, I know. That's good. You just went right back.
Wow.
You can get a turkey gobbler calzone at Lambert's down the street.
Ooh.
So, just so you know.
What?
Yes, Dave's done the turkey gobbler calzone.
Because he felt a little unfulfilled.
He did this
with
before
leftovers.
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
He also chased it. He also chased it with a chicken parm one, but that's a whole different story.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did. Yep.
Okay. Well, how do we start this break? Turn back the diet scale.
Yes, exactly.
I'd give it a quick 10 back.
Yeah.
Just whatever you're reading, it's not that bad.
Doesn't matter.
Just minus 10.
Yep.
All right. It's 39 degrees in Boston. And this is what I'm looking for. If you saw the game last night and you want to be a reporter, call us at 888-410-1057. The guys from the Sports Hub aren't here yet, so we can't talk to them.
Yeah.
They roll in about 6. But if you saw the game and you want to give us a brief synopsis, our new number is 888-410-1057. Let's see how you think the Patriots did.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
Lately I've been feeling so cool.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. Brought to you by Sun and Ski Sports. Save up to 50% at the Sun and Ski Sports holiday sale. Save on winter apparel, fleece, skis, snowboards, bikes, and more. Gifts for everyone on your list. Shop now at the Pembroke and Woburn location. Sun and Ski Sports. Indulge me for a moment. I want to do a quick hello to the Woburn class of 84, my wife's class. They had a reunion Friday night.
Great.
And a lot of folks listen to our show.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks for listening.
They said, you know, it's nice. It's a very pleasant show to wake
oh,
up
God.
To.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Their
really?
Words, not mine.
I actually described a woman as pleasant over the weekend.
Did you really?
There was a woman in New York City. I'm like, gosh, she looks like a pleasant lady. And then I was like, what?
No,
wait.
Great. See, now you know what I know.
No, I don't.
Anyway.
No, I don't.
I want to say hi to the
She wasn't gorgeous.
Well, doesn't always describe the look, more of the demeanor. So, Woburn Tanners, anyway. Shout out to them.
That's great.
As my face turns tan. Go ahead, LBF.
Okay, so if you were a guest in somebody's house over Thanksgiving and you did this, you're not alone, and I actually think it's okay.
You think it's okay.
Yeah.
Brian Bell, what's cool?
All right, I got something you've got to set your DVR for. Because it's playing every night for 2 weeks. We don't want to miss it.
Well, okay. We're snowed in up north and
yeah.
west.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to blow your minds.
You are?
You're never going to eat, you never look at a banana the same way.
Okay.
You might not eat it the same way.
That's been tested before, but anyway.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Okay, stay tuned. What do you got, Albia?
Okay, so if you were a guest at somebody's house over Thanksgiving weekend, and you look through their medicine cabinet, you are not alone.
Okay.
60% of us think it's fine to look through somebody's medicine cabinet. I do. If you want to hide your if you don't want people to know what you're taking, hide it.
What?
Vodka bottle.
You go in the bathroom and you're not afraid to open the medicine cabinet. You have no business being in there.
Why?
What if
I'm looking for a Band-Aid?
No, you should. Why, did you cut yourself?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But listen, there's some things. All right, so I could open it and just look and see. I wouldn't take the bottles out, but I'd just do a quick glance. But there are some things I would definitely not do. And 21% of people would do this, and it's totally gross. 21% of people would use someone else's toothbrush if they needed to.
There you go. That's hideous.
That is hideous. Yeah. So that's where I draw the line.
We're going to go a day without.
Yeah, exactly.
Just stand back.
Take the toothpaste and rub the teeth against it and switch around.
At the very least.
At the very least.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Tonight, it's back at 10 o'clock, so you might want to set your DVR, but it's the show Making It. It's hosted by Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman, and it's a crafting show. And here are just a few crafting puns for you.
Oh, God. I'm getting sick of your scrapbook.
No way, Crochet.
Don't be spoolish.
You're being a real tassel hole.
You son of a patch.
I macramade you and I can macro break you just as easily.
Why don't you relax and untwine?
All right.
Oh my
so
God.
If you like crafting and you just, you know, it's like after Parks and Rec, like Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman just have such a great chemistry that they're hilarious.
What channel is it?
It's on NBC tonight at 10.
Wow.
Set the DVR. It's on every night for 2 weeks.
That's fun.
So,
and they craft and do that.
It's pretty fun.
No way, Crochet.
It's a crafting competition.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Good. Might hear it again later in the show.
Yeah.
Okay. if you're thinking about a new diet as New Year's resolution, right? Is anybody thinking about that?
No.
Okay, good. But if you are
looking straight at me.
Didn't I scan the room?
Nope.
I should be looking
you tried.
If I could look at myself after this weekend, I would. Okay, a dietitian in Australia says if you want to lose weight, you should eat banana peels.
Because they're disgusting.
Ew. She says that all the fiber and vitamins in the peel have a ton of health benefits beyond just the weight loss. And if you eat them, you'll also improve your sleep and have better skin. How about that? Eat the banana peels.
Wow, how do you eat it?
Do monkeys eat the peel?
No.
Throw
it out.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Ask Alexa.
I was taking diet advice from the monkeys.
She said you can play.
You ever seen a fat monkey? They're all in pretty good shape.
I don't think I've seen a fat monkey.
No, you don't see one. You're right.
I swear they're eating the banana peel. There you go. Diet tip. It's crazy. But she says put it right in the blender in your smoothie.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
It might work. All right. That's bananas.
I feel like that's going to break your blender,
bananas.
But good luck.
Bob observation real quick. I don't think it's polluting to toss a banana peel out the window.
No, I don't either, but I've gotten yelled at for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Someone yelled at you?
Yeah, I was younger. I was like in high school and I tossed the banana peel out and my mother's friend narked on me, called her, said Lauren was littering. I'm like, that's not littering.
No, you're feeding the
I know,
right?
It's biodegradable.
And you're feeding the wildlife.
And it can lead to funny slip and fall.
And somebody might be on a diet.
Hang on. WR1 morning show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. That was a mistake, Brian. So let's put that tune back in there. No, I don't think it's polluting because you are actually going to feed right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apples, same thing.
Yeah.
Peach pit.
I don't think
not like I'm eating a lot of these things in my car.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Let's play Hot Blooded. Correct me if I'm wrong. 888-410-1057. I don't think we're going to get in trouble for that.
We are?
There was going to be somebody's going to say, you do not throw banana peels out the window.
You don't?
No.
I mean, I don't make a habit of it, but, you know, sometimes you got to get rid of the evidence.
You're feeding the monkeys.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Well, anyway, Scott was pro-banana, so that was good,
yeah.
Right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So he said it's fine. And apples, just not in the middle of the city, that's all.
Yeah, there are certain rules.
Throwing your bananas out. So speaking of rules, LBF, you made a few notes over the long weekend.
I did.
About do's and don'ts for shopping,
right? I went out into the wild, and I went to Target, and I went to Costco.
So
and
you seem annoyed about...
No, I'm not annoyed. This is one of those things where I just want everyone to make everyone's life more pleasant.
Okay.
This is a very, you know, time crunchy time of year,
mm-hmm.
And you have to. There are certain rules that it's gonna make everyone happy,
okay.
Including me.
All right, shopping rules by LBS.
Number one.
Okay.
Do not be that person when you're waiting in line that's so close to the person in front of you that whenever you cough or whatever, the person in front of you cringes.
Oh, right.
That's me.
So you were in front. Somebody was too close.
The close stander.
Male or female?
Male.
And he just was following
sniffling
you.
And coughing and up my grill.
God,
and it was just like, come on.
Is this a checkout line?
Yes. And so, I think it's the anticipation of getting to the checkout line because the line is long. We're all going to get there.
Yeah.
Just two paces
like,
back, please.
You move,
okay?
I move kind of thing. He moved. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. The escalator rules.
Escalator rules.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You cannot man spread or person spread on an escalator. If you're on the right, you could stop. Leave the left lane for people who want to blow past
if
you.
If it's a double escalator.
Yes.
Side. Right.
Exactly.
So you had some people just blocking you. And you needed
teenagers with their pajamas in front of me. And
God.
I'm like, come on. So there's that.
Were they wearing Uggs?
They wear the slipper Uggs,
yeah,
or the LLB ones.
Mm-hmm.
Then never, ever, ever, ever.
This was number three.
Back into a parking space when it's a crowded parking lot. Just find a parking space
Please.
And pull through. Just
Why?
Don't back it in.
Right.
I understand it's the safe thing to do in the end, but it's not at that moment, and you're really ticking everybody off.
Yes.
And then finally, most importantly, when you are leaving an establishment, this is actually one more after this.
Yeah.
When you are leaving an establishment, you let the people leave the establishment first. And the people who are coming into the establishment, you wait until everyone's out.
So if you're going into a restaurant, you hold the door until everybody files out. Or in
elevators. There's subway rules. Elevators. Target,
yeah. Everybody
any
out.
Place. Everybody
right.
out, then
Before
you can go in.
In. Yeah.
What's wrong? I don't understand.
Those are all, I can't argue with any
and
of those.
Finally.
Oh, there's another
finally.
One.
Wow. I just want to say this because I was at Costco and I was at, and I loved everybody from Costco and Target.
Right.
But they looked tired. The retail people, they had a long weekend. It was Black Friday. It was all that stuff. So be nice to the retail people. They're your friends.
You know what? Black Friday.
Smile.
I agree. That's nice. These people are working hard.
They are working hard.
I was at Black Friday. Oh, boy. Best Buy on Black Friday.
Ooh.
You couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
They broke every one of your rules.
Oh, yeah.
except for the escalator. But they, it was insane.
But most importantly, be nice to those people.
That's good, LBF. That's good public service.
Thank you.
Right.
I hope everyone takes that to heart today because I'm never going shopping again.
No, but it's cyber
computer.
It's Cyber Monday.
That's
we'll talk
right.
about that
yep.
a little bit later on.
See
What's coming
up?
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It is 6:46. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Time for Dirty Laundry.
Okay, before we get to the most disappointing 3.5 hours of the weekend and some other fun facts.
Oh, boy. That wasn't Thanksgiving dinner?
Nope, it wasn't.
Whoa.
I want to give away two tickets to the Blue Man Group at the Charles Playhouse. Blue Man Group, we want a caller who's never seen it because I'm telling you, you are in for such a treat. And also,
I've never seen
makes
it.
Makes a great gift. It's so
we'll
fun.
Give you them.
Yeah,
perfect. Well,
exactly.
Okay, good.
Forget it.
No, no, no.
So we'll take caller number 15. And the new number is.
We want Blue Virgin, so.
You just want to say Blue Virgin.
I did. I did want to say
it's
that.
Made it weird.
Someone who's never seen it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it seems
blue.
Weird.
Well, you're making it weird because I was just thinking about, you know, someone who's never seen Blue Man Group.
All right. It'll be a blue Christmas. How about that for Blue Virgin?
All right. 888-410-1057 if you've never seen it.
Right? Really, yeah. It's right. Really great.
What do you got?
Okay. So, I don't know about you, and I want to talk about, after this, Pete Davidson and his NDA, his non-disclosure agreement, and the cool mansion in the Boston area that's featured in an awesome movie this weekend. But I watched The Irishman, Martin Scorsese's 3.5-hour Netflix deal, and everybody said it was wonderful. And I don't want to yuck anybody's yum, because there's nothing like loving something and then somebody coming around and being like, it was terrible. Mm. But it was one of those things where I was like, this got 4 stars everywhere I looked, and I'm watching it, and watching it. And Dave Falcone, who's a huge Martin Scorsese fan, fell asleep.
He did.
Which is unheard of.
Was that post-turkey dinner? Or?
No, it was like post. No.
No tryptophan at all?
Nope.
Okay.
And I just was like, what's missing? It was like The Emperor's New Clothes. Mm-hmm. It was kind of boring.
Right.
Yep.
Same cast of characters.
Did you see it, Brian?
There was no...
I watched it over the course of 2 days.
Yeah. There was no character development. That's what I was like. I don't care about these people. When you know what? When I watched Goodfellas, I cared about Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Karen was great.
Right.
And so, and I cared about all the... And there were all these little side stories.
Karens.
I loved Paulie and the way that he shaved the garlic in prison.
Right.
I mean, these little things.
Yeah.
There were no nuggets like that.
Oh,
in
really?
Fact, there was like... Anna Paquin played a daughter, played like basically the only woman role with a couple of lines. She had 6 lines in the whole thing.
Okay.
And I was disappointed because...
That's acting I can get behind, though. I could remember that.
What?
What's that?
Like being an actor.
Oh,
like,
yes. If you're going to have 6 lines.
I could handle that.
Yeah.
Did you like
it, Brian? Or you?
I thought it was very slow.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it was almost like just Martin Scorsese with everyone who's ever been in a mob movie and just kind of saying...
It's like a reunion.
It was almost like a funeral of like the whole genre of like, okay, here you go. They're all done now.
It's really
like,
bummed
all those
out.
Guys are in it.
You've yucked my yum.
Yucked your yum. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't really like it. Okay, what I don't really like is Pete Davidson right now.
Ooh.
He's making his fans sign a $1 million non-disclosure agreement at his comedy shows. It's like this lengthy contract that forbids them from tweeting or Instagramming or any opinions about his performance. And if they break it, they'll face a $1 million fine.
Jeez.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
That's a little bit.
Get over yourself.
Is he that good?
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
And finally, Knives Out, which actually made pretty good money this weekend.
And the like reviews are amazing
again,
on it, too.
It's like this really kind of cool, entertaining new movie about a family getting together and someone dies. But anyway... It was shot at the Ames Mansion in Easton, Massachusetts, which, by the way, fun fact, everybody, has been used for a lot of movies, including Ghostbusters, Mermaids with Cher, Shutter Island. That was a dark Scorsese film, but actually decent. There's a new movie coming out. You could go visit there. It's like this really cool mansion that's used for movies and
right
in Easton, right down the street from Brian Bell.
Good tip, LBF.
Yeah, you can take tours. It's fun.
It's fun.
You want to talk to our winner here?
I do.
Let's see. Good morning, WROR. You are caller number 15.
Fantastic. I've been wanting to go to Blue Man Group for all my life.
Oh, are you a Blue
all
Virgin?
Your life.
Oh my God.
I have never gone.
Well, that makes you one. That's good. Well, we wanted someone who's never seen the show. What's that?
My girlfriend's birthday is in a week, and I really wanted to take
this is perfect. You're going to love it. I love this.
Is she a Blue Virgin, too? Because we want you both to be. Do you know?
She went once, but many, many moons ago.
Okay, she doesn't remember it.
Right, exactly. Many blue moons ago.
It didn't mean anything.
So funny.
Right,
it didn't mean anything, right?
No,
okay, I get it.
All right, so
you've won 2 tickets to Blue Man Group at the Charles Playhouse. And these tickets, this is great because tickets make great gifts. Blue Man Group will rock your world, blow your mind, and unleash your spirit. See Blue Man Group in Boston. Buy your tickets today at blueman.com.
Thank you. Hey, so what's your first name?
Rob.
Where are you calling from, Rob?
Chef
Rob. All right, where are you calling from, Rob? Yep.
I am calling from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Oh, how's the snow up there?
Beautiful.
Keep it. Okay, Rob?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you hang on. We'll get you those tickets to Blue Man Group.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it is going to be windy with rain likely today. Some sleet may mix in, a high near 40 today. Periods of snow and wind again tonight, down to 30. And guess what comes back? Yes, snow in the morning. It'll taper off, cloudy skies, and a high 36.
Right now,
I know. It's foddy.
All right.
Exactly, foddy in the city.
Foddy. Oh, that's funny. You do a good job at foddy.
Yeah. Oh, do I? I'm just saying the number. Why? What's that? Okay. All right, so we're guessing. We asked if anybody wants to guess the Christmas classic that LBF has never seen. All right?
Okay.
Never seen it. I don't know how you've managed to never see this.
I feel like for some people, you manage to avoid it for a while, and then the next thing you know, you're in your 40s, and you're like, wow, I've never seen that.
Next thing you know, you're foddy, and you've never seen it.
You're in your 40s. I think it's irresponsible.
I see. Okay.
You need to see it. All right, take a guess. Hi, ROR, good morning.
Good morning. It's Jermaine from Cambridge.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
How was Thanksgiving?
Oh, the turkey was just fine. I'm going to a Christmas pajama party this Saturday night.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Jermaine, what movie do you think LBF has never seen? What Christmas movie? Any guesses?
I would say the one... with Mary. What's it? It's a Wonderful World.
No, have you seen that one, LBF?
It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful World.
Wonderful Life.
Yes, I have seen It's a Wonderful Life several times.
Yeah, that was a Louis Armstrong movie.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Jermaine.
Great, guys. Toodles.
And that's not it, right? You've seen
Wonderful
or whatever. Wonderful Life.
I've seen everything from It's a Wonderful Life to Christmas in Connecticut. That's how deep of a cut
I go. Let's take a couple of phone calls to see if we can get a guess on that. All right, Ted, what movie do you think she's never seen, Ted?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Have you seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I have seen it.
Yeah.
It's a very, very depressing movie about bullying.
Yeah. Yep. That's not it, though. Thanks, Ted.
What a great soundtrack.
That's a different take on it. All right, Brenda, do you have a take on that? What movie she's missed? A guess, rather?
Yes. How about The Christmas Story?
The Christmas Story.
Oh, you'll shoot your eye out?
Oh, no. I've seen that many, many, many times.
Many times.
That's great. I want to get a blue, I want to get a pink bunny sleepwear.
You look like
cute.
A pink nightmare.
Don't shoot your eye out.
Thank you, Brenda. All right, ROR, what movie has she never seen? Christmas movie.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Is that it,
seen
LBF?
Seen both versions.
Yeah, that 94 version.
It's not great, but,
That's not it. Thank you. All right, Frank, what movie do you think, LBF, a Christmas movie she's never seen?
The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
What? Is that a Christmas movie, Frank?
It was on Svengoolie Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
You're fun on Saturdays, Frank.
That's
Christmas film.
Right. All right, thanks, note Frank. To self.
I think that was Uncle Frank from Home Alone.
Really?
Okay. Lynn, what do you say?
Hi, it's Lynn from Lynn.
I think it's
A Christmas Carol.
Nope, I've seen A Christmas Carol.
My favorite version
of A Christmas Carol is called Scrooge with Albert Finney because it's a musical. By the way, watch that. It's
okay.
So good.
All right.
I like that one, too.
That's a good one, right?
You know what I meant to say? I meant to say A Christmas Story.
Nope, I've seen A Christmas Story, too. Yep.
Thanks, Lynn from Lynn. Sean, what movie do you think LBF's never seen?
That would be my favorite, Chevy Chase Christmas Vacation.
Is that it, LBF?
That's it. I have never seen
How
Christmas
have
Vacation.
Seriously?
I know. And I was a big fan of the Christmas.
Word for word.
You can do it.
You can.
Can you?
Oh, good. Let's not.
No, come on.
I appreciate
Sean. You got to see this movie.
Sean, thank you so much. Thanks. Yeah, I haven't seen it. And every time I say that I've never seen that movie, because I watch a ton of movies. Like, I've watched a lot of movies. And the fact that this one has bypassed me.
I don't know how you've never seen it.
Because I did watch the first Christmas Vacation, and then I watched the European Vacation, which is my personal favorite.
Yeah. Okay.
And the Christmas.
You need to see it. It's so funny.
Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Take it, Russ. La 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 la.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Thank God we're all right.
Clark, we're stuck under a truck.
Do you honestly think I don't know that?
That's great. great stuff. All righty. Now you've got to see. You got a homework assignment.
I know, but I feel like I'm not the only person who's managed to not see
a
classic Christmas movie.
All right. You want to see what else?
Yeah, is there anybody out there who has, like, you know, you're like me, is there a secret shame where it's like I've never seen blank? Yeah.
Have you ever seen Christmas with the Cranks?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
No.
That's
You've
not a
never
classic.
Seen it either?
That's not a classic.
TV now.
That's classic with a K.
Yeah. They can't play any of the good Christmas movies on that channel.
Right. Exactly.
They just keep playing
that's
the
all
same
they have left.
Over and over. All right. What classic movies have you never seen? 888-410-1057.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. Happy Monday. Yeah. You're 10 pounds heavier. You probably had to shovel snow.
Oh, yeah.
Cyber Monday. Oh, it's just great, isn't it?
And tis the season, Bob.
Right? It's a little early, but it is upon us. The Patriots lost.
Oh, yeah. It's not.
Has there been a worse Monday than today?
Yeah, I don't know. But pretty way bad. To make it, like, sad.
I know. Cyber Monday, though.
Yeah, there's lots of fun things to buy if you're, you know, fat and feeling sad about the Patriots.
check. So we were just mentioning it's the 30th anniversary of Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
This day in history, I avoided it.
You'd never seen it.
Managed to spend 30 years avoiding it.
I can't believe it. But it's never too late because it's on all the time.
Okay.
Is it on Netflix?
They might have taken
it off Netflix.
Yeah, they do that.
They might have. So we wonder what other movies folks listening have never seen. We have Celeste. Hey, good morning, Celeste.
I'm ashamed to say It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
How have you managed to not see it?
Like you said, you say, oh, I'll watch it another time, or, you know, I end up watching Rudolph with the kids, and, you know.
You have to watch it.
Never saw it. So the other night, it was on. As I went to bed, that TV was on, and I saw a little bit of the ending when the husband was really upset. And I said, no, I don't want to watch
the ending.
I don't want to see the ending. I didn't. I turned it off right away.
Celeste, you got to watch it.
So, I will.
That's your Christmas assignment. I want a report.
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good. All righty.
Bye. Is it Dennis?
No, it's Denise.
Well, I got a D-E-N-I-S. Denise, what Christmas classic have you never seen?
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's another one.
How?
Why you've managed to not see that.
And I never saw The Miracle on 34th.
Wow.
Christmas.
Wow.
Well, the cartoony ones, like,
you've seen
Rudolph
all the Rankin
and
Bass
fun
ones,
stuff.
Right?
Rankin and Bass are the best.
Rankin and Bass. You got to see the Rankin and Bass.
Have you seen The Cricket in the Hearth?
No.
Okay, well, that's a deep cut, but it's good.
I got homework to do. What is The Cricket in the Hearth? I never heard of that.
God, it's this Danny Thomas, Marlo Thomas thing, and it's about a cricket and a father and a blind daughter, and it's just...
Is it Rankin and Bass?
It's Rankin and Bass, but it's not the... it's animated, not in that claymation way.
Okay.
It's just regular cartoon.
Just regular.
And it is... It comes with a 4-pack, so you get like 3 really good Rankin and Bass ones,
right.
And then they throw this one in. But it's really good.
I've never heard of
it. Oh, you have to watch it.
Yeah, I like the one with the mouse and the broken clock.
Oh,
that's
that one. That's another deep cut.
What's the name of that one?
I don't know. Jeez.
Another deep cut.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what annoys me about Rudolph?
Let me
make an observation, if you don't mind. When he doesn't close the door on Misfit Island, he leaves the house, right?
Yeah.
Remember, he goes off because he just needs to be by himself.
No, because his family shames him because of
But he's
his
in the
difference.
House on the Misfit Island of Misfit Toys.
Yeah.
With Cornelius.
And, oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
He leaves and doesn't shut the door.
Well, he was raised in a barn, Bob.
Oh, God,
I didn't
really?
Think of that. But he could have taken his...
That annoys you? Of all the things that...
He leaves the door open.
He leaves the door open.
Now you'll watch it.
You don't think that the way his father treated him was horrible?
Yeah.
You're
aggravated
at Rudolph.
Yeah. He doesn't close the door
He doesn't have
him.
An opposable thumb.
He has a hoof. Kick it closed. Your rear hoof. Yeah. I know you were raised in a barn, but close the door, Rudolph. It's annoying.
That's so
now
funny.
You watch it tonight and you'll see,
thank
you'll
you
see, look, close
thank
the door
for ruining it.
I did. Okay, what do you have coming up in Dirty Laundry?
Well,
top
Bob,
that.
Yeah, Rudolph is rude and so is Kid Rock.
Okay,
and why Kid Rock should not take on Oprah.
And he wasn't raised in a barn, as Brian said, either.
No, he was raised totally differently than what you think, and I'm going to tell you
okay,
how.
Okay, that's coming up.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Yes. All right. It's been a while. The hamper's full.
It is full.
Here's LBF. What do you got?
All right. Don't take on Oprah, the best television show of the decade. But first, have you ever misplaced something kind of important?
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. It kind of is bad. And especially if you're in a movie, say, that everybody is anticipating what's going to happen next, all that other stuff. Well, that's what happened to John Boyega, who is in Star Wars. He plays Finn, and it had to do with the script. And this is on Jimmy Fallon talking about it. Here's what he had to say.
And I left the full script under my bed, and then I was moving apartments the next morning. And so I forgot the script under my bed. Mm. We weren't shooting, by the way. We had wrapped up. It was all in the past. And I just forgot about the script. And then, someone sold it on eBay.
For how much?
Hey, look, Disney bought it back.
They bought it back. They bought it back. But had they not found out, I mean, that could have been... I mean, in the major scheme of things, no big deal, but
that's a big deal.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's a big deal, LBF.
I'm so sorry.
If the ending to the new Star Wars was out there in the world.
For people to know and see.
I wonder what it was worth. What'd they get?
I don't know what they got. I think it was on sale for $1,000, right? Wasn't
that's
it initially?
All? It was wicked cheap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the smartest person. I would have done a better job. Mm-hmm. I would have made a bigger profit.
Yeah,
but anyway.
So, really.
Hold on to your scripts, people. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kid Rock. Not understanding what's going on with him, but he was on a drunken tirade the other night in Nashville.
Are there any other kind?
I know. Mm-hmm. He owns a bar called the Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse. Of course he does.
Who owns
and
that?
Kid Rock.
Oh, he owns his own. Okay.
Yes. And he got up on stage and he attacked Oprah, Kathy Lee Gifford, and Joy Behar. And he said, just went off and said, blank this and blank that, and just these went out of nowhere.
Well, he owns the bar. See, that's scary. You own the bar.
Apparently he was taken away by security. He was, a member of the audience said he was a blackout drunk. Anyway, the next day, he said, he tweeted, my people tried to get, the reason he hates Oprah.
Okay.
My people tried to get me to do the Oprah Winfrey Show years ago, and her people wanted me to write down 5 reasons why I loved her and the show, and she said blank that, and her, end of story.
He said blank that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's kind of obnoxious to that somebody would say, tell me 5 reasons why you love me and my show, and then we'll have you on.
Yeah.
But Kid Rock needs to slow his roll because he is full of baloney.
We don't do that.
No, we don't.
We don't tell you.
Bob makes me say something I like about him before I can even walk in the studio
door.
That's
right.
We usually say, why do you like this show? But I just want to mention that Kid Rock, he pretends he's like the man of the people and whatnot. He's the son of William Ritchie. His real name is Rob Ritchie. He's the son of a man who owned multiple car dealerships, grew up in a 6-acre estate and outside of Detroit, 5,700 square foot mansion where he rode horses and had picked apples on his estate.
Should have been Kid Rich.
Yes, exactly.
Richie Rich.
So there you have
it.
When
you own your bar, stay away from the, you know,
yes,
the goods.
That's why I don't own a bar.
Because
I would drink the profits.
You drink the profits. Then you get on and go on a rant somewhere.
All right. And the best television show of the decade.
Okay.
Yes, it's in. According to The Hollywood Reporter.
Yep.
Parks and Recreation.
Good show. Was The Office before that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm drowning out the top 5. 30 for 30, 5. Breaking Bad, 4. Mad Men,
4?
3. Rectify on Sundance.
Never seen it.
That's number 2.
Yeah. Wow.
So, you know,
I like Mad Men out of all those. That's
I loved Mad Men.
I can't believe it wasn't Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I know. Parks and Rec.
I love Parks and Rec.
You know what? I have not seen a lot of Parks and Rec, just some.
Mm.
It's on all the time.
Yes,
you can
I know.
Always find it.
Okay.
Well, you mentioned earlier, I guess, tonight.
Yeah, tonight is the debut of season 2 of Making It with, if you like Parks and Rec.
Which a lot of people did, apparently.
Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman.
Yeah. There you
and
go.
They host, it's a crafting show, and it's on at 10 o'clock NBC tonight.
That's fun.
It's really fun.
Hey, coming up a week from Sunday, it's our first ever Breakfast with Santa, and it's going to be at Apex in Marlboro, 9:30 to 11:30. Absolutely free to come. Bring your kids. Breakfast with Santa.
Yep.
That's on us and the folks at Apex. Pictures with Santa Claus. All we're asking you to do is bring a couple of unwrapped toys, or
yes,
two or three.
It benefits Christmas in the City, which is a great cause. And you're going to have so much fun because Apex Entertainment has everything from go-karts to bowling to Santa.
Nice.
To breakfast to us.
Let's go back to breakfast. Now, we're going to be there. We want you to be there, too. For details, just go to WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right. Here we go. This Monday, Cyber Monday, joining us from Nashua, New Hampshire, is Melanie Reardon. Good morning, Melanie.
Hi, Brian.
This is Bob.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice to
I
meet you,
it was
Melanie.
Brian Bell.
No, but Brian That's Bell's me. Over there. So Brian, say hi to Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
There you go.
Hi again.
All right, let's try this again. Melanie Reardon from Nashua. How you doing, Melanie?
Hi, Bob.
Hey, good. You ready to win $1,000?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, well, I hope so, too, if you're super smart in 60 seconds. That's exactly what is going to happen, okay?
Okay.
All right, so LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right, give you $1,000, and if you're not sure, just say pass. We'll see if we come back to it if we have time. You ready?
Yep.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
I'm going to say hi to LBF.
I'm not going to call you Brian.
All right,
we can do this.
We ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Did the Patriots win or lose Sunday night?
They won.
What reindeer has a red nose?
Rudolph.
The slogan, "That was easy," is for this store.
Staples.
Which Stephen King novel is set at the Overlook Hotel?
The Shining.
Who was the first African-American to be appointed as a U.S. Supreme Court Justice?
The guy Clarence Thomas.
What Big Bang Theory actor played Rusty in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Leonard.
What's the actor's name?
He was on Roseanne, too. Johnny Galinsky.
Who invented the telephone?
Bell, B-E-L-L.
Which is colder, the North or the South Pole?
South.
Who are the Mario Brothers usually trying to save?
Princess Peach.
What scientific mechanism allows a compass to work?
Magnet.
Yeah.
I'll give it to her.
All right.
I'll give it to
give
her.
Give it to her. She got 1, 2, 3, 4. What do you guys say? We're going to give her Galecki?
Yep, I will.
Knew. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. We'll give you 7.
No, she had 8.
That'll be 8 if we give her.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's right, because she missed the Patriots.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, the Patriots lost, which I know. Mm. It's weird, but it's true. Let's see. Who was the first African-American to be appointed as the U.S. Supreme Court Justice? That's Thurgood Marshall.
And she knew that Brian Bell invented the telephone.
Right.
Yes, exactly. I was taking Bell.
Yeah, that was
but
good.
You know what?
Alexander Graham Bell.
That's right. But you know what? That was really good. I mean,
not
she did 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
And you paused a long time on Galecki. Yeah. And I gave you magnetism because you got it kind of after the bell. But
you apparently didn't know the Pats lost last night.
I know.
So that.
I didn't watch the game. And yeah.
And there's nobody around you who's mad.
As soon as you said that, I was like, damn it.
Yeah, damn it.
That's something I should have looked up or checked when I woke up this morning. See, I'm having a bad morning because I'm behind. I was supposed to have jury duty, but then they canceled it because of the snow, which
That's
is good.
Bad
That's
morning?
A good thing.
Yeah.
No, it's a good thing, but I'm just like, I'm out of sorts, and I didn't look up any news or anything because I was trying to find out about the snow and the, you know.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of excuses.
Yeah, no, but for somebody who's discombobulated, 8
bad.
Out of 10 is really good. Imagine if you had your act together.
Well, okay.
And I knew
Thurgood Marshall. I don't know why I...
It's, you know, it's 60 seconds.
No, you
it
got
goes
eight,
quick.
You got, what, 8 out of 10?
Yeah,
that's not
great.
Bad.
Bragging
I
rights.
Almost brought the sexual harassment into it with Clarence Thomas, so it's good that I didn't do that.
Oh, okay,
right,
good,
right,
good,
exactly. Next time I'll ask that question.
I almost brought the Coke can in.
All right, Melanie.
The Coke can, the Coke can. That wouldn't have been good.
A lot to say, doesn't she?
Melanie, you want to join the show?
Fun, yeah.
All right, Melanie. All right, I have a question for you guys. Who leaves here empty-handed?
No one.
Nobody. That means you too, Melanie. How about this? We're going to make your holiday extra special with a $100 Venezia Boston gift card.
Oh, wow.
Award-winning Italian restaurants.
Oh, perfect.
How about that?
I love Italian.
Yeah. Did I tell you I'm
sure
half
you
Italian?
Did.
I'm half.
I mean, yeah. Bell is an Italian name, right?
Yeah,
B-E-L-L.
Yeah, she's got a thing for Brian Bell here.
I guess
Brian.
So. I don't know.
Brian? Well, Brian? That's super Italian, right?
Yeah, very Italian.
Okay.
Not at all. All Irish.
All right, Melanie. Hey, now through December 31st, for every $250 online gift card purchase, receive a $25 e-card. All right, that's pretty good. From VeneziaBoston.com for more info. Melanie, you got 8 out of 10. That is not bad. All right? Congratulations.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
I would have got all 10 if
okay.
I were. I mean,
sorry if you didn't have jury duty.
Yeah.
Got it. Right. Okay. All right, Melanie.
Have a good one.
If you want to be as smart as Melanie, just go to WROR.com. Sign up to play Super Smart right there.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Star. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Every Monday, we shine the light on a local person who we think are doing great things, or people, depending.
Yes.
And listen, Mondays can be tough. Patriots lost.
Yep.
You know, not good. Snow, blah, blah. More tomorrow. So even more than ever, we need to shine the spotlight on something good. What do you got, LBF?
This is a great story. Okay. So it didn't start out great. Rosemary Heath, I don't know if you remember her. She's 53 years old. In 2016, she and her husband George were at the Bertucci's at the Taunton Mall. And a knife-wielding suspect came in about to attack a pregnant woman who worked there. And George just got up from the table and prevented that attack. And he died in the meantime. Mm. And she, you know, they just went out to dinner.
Yeah.
And then that happened. And so what happened after that is she got post-traumatic stress disorder. After his death. And then she lost her job. And so the mortgage company was going to foreclose on her house on December 27th. I mean, this is like, you know.
This year.
Pottersville. Yes, yep. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But her sister, Elizabeth, she started a GoFundMe. And just said, my sister, she's going through this. This is what happened to her in 2016. Anything can help. Well, they needed to raise $25,000 to stop the foreclosure. They raised more than $136,000.
Amazing.
So not only is Rosemary going to be able to stay in her home, but she's going to be able to make some of the repairs that she has been able to make because she's been sick and George is gone. And, they had a couple of big donations, one from Ernie Bach, one from Bertucci's.
Mm-hmm.
But the real thing is it's the small donations of the $20 here, the $20 there. People saying, you know, I'm hoping for the best for you. I'm so sorry this happened. So really it's a morning star for all the people who just decided to take that $20 and instead of buying themselves lunch, bought Rosemary a new future. So
that's great.
I'm really glad for that.
And also her sister
who
got it started.
I know.
That's great.
That's a good sister.
You know?
And that you know, really sometimes
is.
It takes a lot to reach out and ask for help. And so the fact that her sister.
Do we know her name, the sister's name?
Her sister's name is Rose. No, her sister's name is Elizabeth Lynch.
Okay.
Kenny. Well, Elizabeth Lynch Kenny.
So we'll put a spotlight on Elizabeth Lynch Kenny for doing that for her sister and all, like you said, all the folks who made their donations.
Yeah, so it's great.
It's great.
I'm so happy for her because I read about it last week in the Herald and the fact that this has happened and they've stopped the foreclosure.
That's just great.
A good Christmas gift for everybody.
That's a really good story, LBF. So that is the ROR Morning Star of the day. If there's somebody that you want to nominate for the Morning Star, we'll go on our website, WROR.com. You can tell us briefly there and then we'll put the story up. So everybody can see it and share.
Yeah.
It's all at WROR.com.
It's inspiring.
Every Monday. It is. Because there's always a star out there. Right?
Sure is.
Okay. Final look at traffic?
I got nothing. Oh, you want me to do it now?
Oh, you want to wait?
You want to wait? Okay.
Want to wait until it gets worse?
Yeah.
Play another song?
Yeah. We'll play another song. But coming up, we do want to tell you about our first ever breakfast with the big guy.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Welcome back. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving week. Did you have a good one?
I did.
All good?
Yeah. I did.
All right. So did I. Went to my brother-in-law Eddie's.
Nice.
For the holidays.
Oh. You wear white shoes.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't this guy.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Oh, okay, geez. Eddie.
I told you we put it in too early.
It's just a little dry. It's fine.
Yeah, Cousin Eddie there and the gang. 30 years anniversary today of Christmas Vacation. Someone in the room has never seen it. LBF.
I know.
You got to see it.
I'll probably watch it today. Lucy's homesick.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah. She might enjoy it, too.
Sure, why not?
All right.
AMC On Demand has it. You can get it.
AMC On Demand, 30th anniversary of Vacation. And speaking of Christmas, it's our first ever WROR Breakfast with Santa coming up Sunday, December 15th. That's from 9:30 to 11:30 at Apex in Marlboro. We want you to come out and join us. We'll be there.
Yeah, you just all you have to do is bring a new unwrapped toy or two benefit Christmas in the city. And that means that you, after you bring that in, get breakfast. You get to see Santa. You get to take photos with Santa. You get to play games. There's prizes.
Now, are we giving them an arcade card?
A 30-minute arcade card, because they've got a giant arcade. They've got laser tag. They've a two-story laser tag. It's
bowling.
So much fun. Bowling, go-karts. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It's just a fun place to hang out anyway. But then you throw in breakfast and Santa and us, and hey, it's a good cause.
Fun.
Even
it's,
better.
It's a week from this Sunday. For all the details on our first ever WROR Breakfast with Santa, go to WROR.com. Check it out there.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.